Good afternoon, good morning, good evening from wherever you are. This is the continuation of 100 days of evidence, 100 days of gratitude. And I originally did the first several weeks with video on all my platforms, but it became kind of an obstacle when it came to being in the right position, having cell service, etc. So I figured that I would continue the 100 Days of Evidence, 100 Days of Gratitude on my podcast with shorter snippets instead of having hour-long conversations, which there's probably going to be some of those too. But I'm hoping that these will not only give you a little peek into my life, but expand your own relationship to evidence, to gratitude, to how you position yourself in life, which is exponentially bigger and more po positive attitude and loving outlook on life rather than the negative or the self-destructive or whichever it is, the scarcity. So 100 days of evidence, 100 days of gratitude. Am I just going to pick up where I left? What is that? Day 18, I think. I see. I wouldn't even know. So let's say it's day 18. I am outside in the yard. The sun is full on shining. And it's the first few days of where the season is turning into the more warmer days. And I find myself being like, oh my God, this is so hot. How am I ever going to survive summer? And I remind myself of that with every season change. I remember when the cold days come in and I'm like, oh my God, it's so much colder. How am I ever going to survive this cold? And the vice versa, the other way around too. So I am in the huge shadow of a big tree. I'm literally looking up at it right now. I'm under the tree. I feel like I'm in a fucking fairy tale. I have the dogs are roaming loose. One dog is eating grass, the other one is exploring the bushes and the big trees. Hey, baby boy. Are you gonna come say hi to the listeners? Hello. Oh yeah, it's so warm for you too. The neighbor's kid just mowed my lawn in the whole yard. I have taken my shoes off now that I'm sitting here in the shadow of the tree. Feet are touching the grass. And honestly, if this isn't the biggest evidence of me being the luckiest person alive, then I don't know what is. I had originally planned on working, on writing, and I've done my exercise to get in the momentum, but the muse did not show up, which is fine. I'll still do the rule is always do the exercise, always do the prompts, always do the work in order to create an opening for the muse. And if she doesn't arrive today, that's good. Still practice the muscle. There's some car passing now with their music. They're going to the river probably. I hope they have the best life, best day. Yesterday, me and Viking husband, we went to the river in our yard because we have a river in the yard, and I dipped my feet in it, and it's so freaking freezing cold. Like the co type of cold that when you just put your feet in there, your ankles instantly start hurting. And hubby made fun of me. He's like, I thought you liked cold plunging. And I'm like, I mean, liking is a bad is not an accurate word. I used to do cold plunging a lot, but I feel like this is a completely different level. And that happened in Yellowstone too last year, or Montana, rather in Montana, not prior to Yellowstone, near Big Sky, where me and Big Sis, we went into the big raging river and we tried to see how long we could hold, and after a few seconds, everything like we just put our arms in, by the way, and after a few seconds, like these thousands of needles. I might have to pick up the cold plunging again in the raging river. But it's Sunday. I slept in because I woke up in the middle of the night. I slept in. I had a slow morning. And I will always do the time traveling back to the times where I did not have slow mornings, or where life existed only out of hardships, hard times, rough times, stress, fear, anger. And that past version self of me, that she would have, I'm not sure if she would actually believe that this is life right now. I wonder if how my past self would respond if I would tell her that I am no longer angry, that rage isn't my main emotion anymore, because it always used to be. I would even take some pride in that. And me and V discussed a few weeks ago that, like, when you come from a certain environment, being able to, like, raging and having a certain, like, unmannered criminal, like, edge to you is kind of like a badge of honor, right? I cannot relate anymore. And how, damn, like, I remember as a real raging and angry person, they and hearing others speak about, you know, them not being angry anymore, like legit feeling like, oh, you must have not been angry enough, like you must have not been through hardship enough, which is absolutely actually a victim mindset, right? Like, my hardship is harder than you could have imagined, therefore my rage, whatever, is valid, and you just don't understand. That's the epitome of victim mindset. And taking pride in, I know. Taking pride, come here, baby girl. Taking pride in, like, what that rage gets you accomplished. Being an mostly an unpleasant person to be around when in rage moments. Being very hard to approach. Cold, and again, taking pride in that. And here I am. As V says, this is my soft girl era. Without making it a binary, right? Because we can be all the things. And there's a natural season for everything. So I'm right now in the yard, in the shadow of this tree. Oh my God, I'm so grateful for this tree. There's two, like, really big trees that provide, like, a real big shadow, like near the house. Oh, so good. You can hear the chickens in the distance. I live in America, which my former younger self wouldn't believe either. Most loving husband. Most amazing friends. I have an American car. There's pets. There's houses. There's safety. There's calm. There's ease. There's more laughter, like hysterical laughter, like I almost gotta pee my pants, than there is hardships or hard times. There is missing my inner circle, my people from all around, all over the world. I just had a jumping spider on me. Hello, little boo-boo. When I was really young, I'm talking like 6 or 7, I always had like big dreams. I would always dream that one day I would buy a village or a town and all my friends would live in the same street. And now I have friends living all over the world and we're like 8,000 miles apart. And I'm grateful that I get to miss them. Because missing them means that they have a piece of me. And I have a piece of them that I love, and we love each other. And Hundred days of evidence, 100 days of gratitude. I'm the luckiest person alive. It's your favorite legendary opinionated Amerislav. And I'll see y'all tomorrow.